Amen. God's good. Amen. Amen. I was saying a second ago. Amen. Paul's in prison. Amen. And started singing songs. Amen. Yeah. To the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Started praising and worship God.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Chains had them bound.
Yeah.
Praise God. And earthquakes started happening.
Yeah.
And prisons started shaking. Amen. Yeah. The Bible says, amen, the chains fell off. Yeah. Amen. All these prisoners got together looking for Paul. And Paul said, I'm right here. I didn't go anywhere. Amen. Yeah. God can do wonders tonight.
Amen.
He can break the chains and have you bound in sin.
Yeah.
Boy, just like he did for old Paul.
Amen.
Amen. To be a dog, the preacher got saved. Oh,
yeah,
ain't that good?
Yeah.
Amen. What must I do tonight to be saved?
Yeah,
amen.
Right,
church, boy, that's a question we need to ask.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're lost and undone without God, I don't know. You may be all saved. I don't know. God knows your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're not tonight, what must I do? Amen. To be saved.
Yeah.
Boy, church, I love the Lord today. And
yep.
Amen. I had a want to be here.
Amen.
Well, there's that key word again, want to. Amen. We've talked about that before. Amen. You gotta have the want to be in God's house.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Church on Wednesday nights, I know. Boy, we get to working and we get off work. Boy, I'm just too tired. I was kicking my feet up on the couch and fix my pillow. I don't even cook anything to eat. I was going there to get something quick. And I park back on the couch and don't get up all night. Boy, but you're missing the blessings. Amen.
Yeah.
God may have bigger plans. Amen. For you tonight. Boy, there's a reason why we've all gathered here. Amen. I've heard about good services going on down here. I love knowing that tears being shed on the altar these days. Amen. It's good to know that conviction is still there. Amen. Church there for a while. Amen. This past year or two, you wonder, you start to worry because you never see it. Amen. Conviction anymore. Amen. Church, we never see it because the word, amen, needs to be preached more. It needs to be preached a little bit harder. Well, we may say, hell, now listen. You don't have to scream and yell. Amen. You don't have to throw stuff at me. Amen. You can just talk to me and make me feel good. And I'll go home and I'll keep coming back. Amen. And putting a check in your offering plate. Lord, keep your money. Keep your attitude. Amen. To stay at home. I come here to lead the lost to Christ. I come here to get blessed. I come here to get my spirit strengthened. Amen. Tonight, well, I've got a burden for that family. Those two families this week.
I pray.
You know, it's so easy for somebody to send a text message to Caleb, pray for these people. It's so easy to text back and say, I will. I'll do that. But how often do we pray, church? How often do we stop what we're doing that very second? Amen. Pull the car over and talk to God. Amen. And sit there and say, Lord, there's a need sent to me and I'm going to bring it to you. There's nothing I can do, but I can pray. Amen. That's what God commands us to do. Amen. That's part of being a Christian, church. Amen. It's not too much work. Amen. To lift your brother and sister in Christ up to the Lord.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what. Remember those families this week.
Yeah.
Amen, church. I've never experienced it. I've never, as far as my knowledge growing up, I've never experienced it in our family. Amen. But it come real close with Titus. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We got scared, and you've heard the story many times.
Yeah.
Amen. I got messages. Amen. When I landed in Arizona and got a message, voicemail on my phone, had missed calls, and the message said, Taylor, we don't know if Titus is going to make it. Amen. The doctor says he's got a 50% shot. Amen. To be with his family. Boy, church, and boy, Christians got to pray. Amen. Miracles got to work. Amen. God's hand reached down.
Amen.
And they touched that baby's heart. I didn't believe that tonight.
Amen.
That's nothing you can put in my hand to make a big difference. God is a healing God tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. Have a sometimes, church. It's God's will to take them all. Amen. These two babies. Amen. Church tonight. Amen. Is going on to a better home.
Amen.
A better land.
Amen.
And a better father watching
Amen.
Over
them.
I'm not knocking the daddies here on earth. I'm not doing that. But I know we're in good hands with God.
Amen.
Not all stay. Praise God. God. Amen.
I
never preached out of this book before. If I have, I don't remember. Amen. But the book of Deuteronomy. You know what I mean? Chapter 6. Amen. Amen. I'm about to get as bad as everybody else. Amen. Can I talk? I was telling them before service started. I may hit my head on the way down today. I was in the cellar. Amen. Climb a little dirt mound. And everybody knows about them old cellars and down there in the basement. You climb a little mound to get up into the crawl space. Amen. I did that today. He slipped on some mud and fell backwards in the mud. Amen. I just laid there. Amen. Boy, but amen. We dust ourselves off and got back there. Maybe I just messed up myself going down. That's all right. Amen. The book of same book. Amen. Chapter 6, verse 1. I've got a few scriptures here. Amen. And I'll read, and the Lord says, we're done, and I'll preach. Amen. Well, I love God's word. Don't you? Every word is sweeter and gets sweeter every day. The book, chapter 6, verse 1 says, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded you to teach you, that you might do them in the land whether you go to possess it. That thou mightest fear the Lord. Think about that, church. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God.
Yeah.
To keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee.
Yeah.
Thou and thy son and thy son's son all the days of thy life. And that thy days may be prolonged.
Yeah.
Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee. And it may ye increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and all thy might.
Yeah.
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart.
Yeah.
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, that they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house. And on my gates, you may be seated tonight.
Amen,
church. I got to thinking about my boys. I got thinking about kids. I got to thinking about the two youngest that left this life. Amen, church. And I got to thinking, Lord, am I doing everything I need to do as a daddy? Boy, church, let me tell you something. When I got into the foster care thing and got introduced as being a father and a dad to these kids, amen, I got scared. I'm not going to lie to you. I got scared. Amen, because I didn't know if I was going to be able to provide for these kids how like you need to be provided for. Amen, I got to pray to the Lord. So Lord, amen, I can't do this without you. Amen, I need all your help. I ain't going to try to attempt it without your knowledge, your word. Amen, I want to raise them in church. I want to raise them by your word tonight. And Lord, if you could reach down and give me the help that I need, amen, I'll do anything you need me to do. Now, church, let me tell you something tonight. And the Bible says to teach thy sons and thy sons' sons. Amen, to raise them up in the right way. Amen, church, that's something we need to leave behind with our kids. Amen, church, you may go to church tonight. Hey, you may visit every Sunday. Hey, you may go every Sunday night and bring your kids. Amen, church, but if you're not saved and you're not teaching right, as the Bible says, it's the blind lead the blind. Amen, and you're leading down a dead end road. Boy, I heard somebody tell me, he said, Caleb, he said, I ain't talked to you in a while. How are you doing? How are you doing, man? I ain't talked to you in a while. He said, I've got something to tell you. Hey, you know I was going to the church that I was going to, and I ain't going to mention the name. I said, yeah. And he said, I no longer go there anymore. We go up here and go, well, that's great. Do they teach the Bible? Do they love the Lord? Hey, man, are they doing the right things as a pastor, a man of God? Or are they just paying them to fill spots? He said, Caleb, I never feel so better. And when I leave church, but he said, you know what's even better than that, Caleb, or what? They offer a volleyball league for my daughter. They offer a volleyball league for my daughter. I said, okay, let me tell you something. Hey, man, I remember back in the day of Moses. Hey, man, when even God was leading. Hey, man, the children out of Egypt. Hey, man, and God was leading them, not Moses. Hey, man, God was leading them shooting to Moses. Hey, man, I don't think Moses stopped and asked God, how will there be a volleyball league? You're telling me to do this job. Hey, you're telling me to do this job for you. What's in it for me? Hey, man, what is so good about this church other than the church part that I can offer my kids? Hey, man, I want to have the mindset, church, tonight. Hey, man, did I leave behind something for my kids? Have nothing that money can buy. Not the biggest house in this world. Hey, man, not the biggest bank account. But I want to leave Jesus in their heart. Hey, man, church. That should be what that should be our want to. That should be our goal in this life for our families. Oh, boy. Now, Taylor, listen now. I like going to churches now. Amen. Where I'm part of a thousand of a thousand of a thousand. Amen. Where I know when the church is over, it's dismissed. I can sneak out the door and I ain't got to worry about saying hi to nobody. I ain't got to worry about hugging somebody's neck. Amen. Listen, I'm in serious church. And we got people these days. They want to go where you get the big projector screens. Amen. They got the words plastered up there for you. Amen. They got rock bands playing their music. Amen, church. And that's the church that we want to go to. Hey, because it makes us feel good inside, right? Come on. Amen. But I want to leave something bigger for my children. I want to leave something better. The Bible says what? Seek out the old past. Amen. Seek out the old way. They didn't have none of that junk back then. They didn't have it, amen. And we didn't have pastors. fancy suits, having them fine cars. They had rags, had tied together. Paul, I don't believe he had a shirt and tie. I believe Paul went with rags. Amen. He left this world, he went to riches. Because he followed the Lord. And he left behind something bigger. For God's children.
Amen.
I want to leave something bigger and better for my kids. Hey man, I want to be able to tell my sons and for them to tell their sons. Hey man, my daddy raised me in church.
Yes.
Hey man, my daddy introduced me to God.
Yes.
My daddy introduced me to an old-fashioned altar.
Yes.
My daddy introduced me to Amazing Grace.
Amen.
My daddy introduced me to that old-fashioned Sunday school teacher. Hey man, that took me upstairs or took me downstairs and taught me the Word of God.
Yes.
Hey man, not took me outside and play basketball over there.
Yes.
Not take me outside and go to the baseball field and see if we can hit one over the fence. Yes. And not take me to Dairy Queen and buy me an ice cream cone. I want the Word. Talk to my kids.
Amen.
I want to raise in the right way.
Yeah.
Amen. That one day they'll see God. And one day they'll meet me on the other side.
Amen.
Oh, come on, church.
Lord.
Oh, Lord. Amen. When I go to church on Sundays, I want my family with me. Amen. I don't get me wrong. I can go by myself if I need to. We all need to. Amen. We can make it.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah.
Amen. But I want to leave something behind. I love that old song, What Will I Leave Behind?
Yeah.
Amen. We're talking about family.
Yeah.
What will you leave behind for your kids?
Yeah.
And your kids' kids? Boy, we need to find a church, an old-fashioned Bible-believing teaching church.
Yeah.
Amen. Where people still believe and know how to pray.
Yeah.
Amen. When they go down here, you can see conviction pour out on their face.
Yeah.
And boy, we got to preach the other night. And me and Eric talked about it. And me and Jerry talked about it. I saw conviction on a young girl's face. I saw it pour out in their heart. Amen. She would never make a move. I'm guessing 13, 15 years old. And you can see God working in that face. But let me tell you something. I don't know these churches. I don't know. I hardly ever go to the big ones. Amen. But I guarantee you, you couldn't see half the old-fashioned conviction there. Amen. You couldn't see half the things. Amen. That God does in little small churches.
Yeah.
Amen. That can go on. Amen. Can carry on with our families
right.
For years and years and years ago.
Right.
I ain't knocking all big churches. I know there's some good churches out there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, you can see Joe Osteen on TV all the time. Somebody put online a little while ago, and they had a prayer. Joe Osteen had a thing come on there. Call me. Call this 1-800 number. I'll pray with you right after you give me $10. Right after you pay me, and I'll pray with you. Hey, man, church, you got to pay admission to get in his service. Do you know that? Do research on it. Hey, man, $10 a head. Get in there if you want to hear that man. Hey, man, I'll walk into church for free. And I'll bring my little youngest right behind me. Amen. We'll step right there in an old-fashioned pew. Amen, church. And we'll step there in an old-fashioned pew. Amen. I'll listen to a man of God preach me the Word. And not be afraid to hold anything back. Tell me like it is, brother. That's the way I want to hear it. Amen. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't get it. Sugar. Amen. And feed it down my throat. Tell me like it is.
Amen.
Oh, boy.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, Lord. Now, Pat, listen. You can't... What's that famous phrase we hear all the time? You're judging. Oh, you're judging. Oh, don't be doing that. That's not right. You're judging. No, no, I'm going by what the Word says.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going by what the Word says. Boy, I remember Jesus walking to the temple. Amen. They had tables set up, selling stuff, merchandise. Amen. Boy, Jesus saw that and he had himself a fit, didn't he? He flipped over tables. Amen. This is supposed to be a house of prayer. You made to a den of thieves.
Yes. Yeah.
Ain't that what the church is doing today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever we can do to get them kids in, Eric.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever we got to do to get them kids in. We'll do anything we got to do. We'll set up a basketball goal. We'll set up a volleyball net. Amen. We'll have little get-togethers, amen, have nothing to do with God or the Bible. But we'll have little get-togethers to get to know each other a little bit better. They come to church, amen, we'll get up there in our skinny jeans and our beanies and our hats, amen, change from our neck and we'll rock it out, bud. Rock and roll for Jesus. Church, come on now. Amen, church, we're going to rock and roll ourselves into hell if we give it up. Amen, church, if we're saved, amen, we need to seek out the old ways.
Amen,
what Jesus did. Amen, he went to the piles of sinners. Amen, healing the lame. Amen, opened the eyes of the blind.
Amen,
casting out evil spirits. Evil demons into the swine. Amen, you ain't going to get that around here. Boy, I can tell you where you can get it, though. Amen. An old-fashioned altar.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ is the person of the Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Right.
Boy, listen here. I want to stress this verse right here. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh boy, where are we at? There it is. That thou mightest what? Fear the Lord thy God.
Yeah. Right.
Fear. There's no fear anymore.
No.
No fear anymore. No. Fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes, not some. All of his statutes and his commandments.
Right.
Well, Caleb, now that's the strict laws. That's the old way. Amen. That's the old stuff. Amen. We've got new versions. We got the NIV. Amen. We got the New Living Translation. Amen. We got pictures everywhere. We took this out and added that out. Amen. Now we can live the new way. Oh, boy. Listen, church. All his statutes and all of his commandments, which I command thee, thou, thy son, and thy son's son, and all the days of thy life, and thy days may be what? Prolonged.
Right, right.
Now, are you going to live to see 150 years old? Probably not. Amen. Are you going to have a bank account millions and millions of dollars? Probably not. Amen. But I tell you one thing. If you train up your child the right way, he won't depart from it.
Amen.
Amen. Huh?
Amen.
Amen. If we raise your kids up the right way, they won't depart from it.
Right.
Amen. They'll go to school with a light shining so bright,
amen,
amen, that their friends will see. Amen. They'll ask, I want that. What do you, where can I get that at?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you about a church that I go to. The old fashioned way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's where I found it.
Amen.
Would you like to come one day with me?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, kids are scared. I'm talking to you kids.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we're scared to death to mention anything about God in schools anymore. Amen. Our younger folks too, we're scared to death to go to work. Amen. Talk about God because we have a reputation to protect.
Yeah.
Oh boy, it's the truth, kids. Don't be afraid to talk about God.
Amen. Amen.
Don't be. That's the reason why schools are in the shape of sin. Prayer got ripped out of there by a woman a long time ago. Amen. God got booted out of the schools. Amen. And the devil made his way in.
Amen.
Now kids are afraid to say something. They'll get suspended. They'll get detention. They'll get a letter sent home to their parents. Oh, where have we gone, church? Kids don't want to. The parents don't want to teach thy sons, sons. They want to teach whatever makes the parents happy. Whatever makes the parents hush. And keeps their kid in our school so we can meet our numbers. That's all the kids are these days.
Yeah.
As for me and my house, Joshua said, we're going to serve
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Choose ye this day who you're going to serve.
Right.
He didn't say, now I'll tell you what, guys, you wait till next Friday and Jesus will be around. You can talk to him then. You can choose what day you want to do then. He said, choose ye this day.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
He said, learn, teach thy sons, sons. Amen. Yeah. God said, teach thy sons, sons. And your days will be prolonged.
Yeah, yeah.
But of all things tonight, church, fear the Lord.
Amen.
There was no fear, amen, in the White House. There was no fear in Congress, amen. There's no fear into the schools anymore. Amen. There's no fear in the courthouse down the road. Amen. All the fear of God went out because we got on our high horses.
Yeah.
Amen. We got to know everything. We got a degree on the wall that tells us we know it all.
Yeah.
Amen. In reality, we don't know nothing.
That's
amen.
Good.
When they lower 6 feet in the ground. When they lower 6 feet on the ground, I'm going to be laying one day beside Donald Trump. Amen? And he's going to be just as big as man as I am. Amen? We're absolutely nothing without God.
That's right.
Come on, church.
Amen.
We can have all the power awarded to us in this life. We can have the biggest high-name title. We can sit by the most prettiest desk and have the American flag or a Japanese flag, China, whatever it is, set behind our desk. But at the end of the day, we're going to be called out.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
Amen. We're going to stand before God.
Amen.
Amen. You can't write a check to get in.
Amen.
But you know what? This little fella right here, that's my goal, to see this boy saved one day.
Yeah.
I'd love for the Lord to let me stay around and see that. Amen. God may have bigger plans for me. I don't know. He may have bigger plans for him. I don't know. But I hope one day he'll let me see my son saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Because I want to teach my son's sons to fear the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. To keep all the statutes and all his commandments. Amen.
Amen.
Church, my biggest question to you tonight, and I really want to think about this. Eric, if you want to get this on, I'm going to ask you this tonight. What are you going to leave behind tonight? Amen. If the Lord was to call you out of here, amen, church, you can be saved, you can be lost. I don't know. But if the Lord was to call you, your number tonight, right now, this very moment, what are you going to leave behind for your kids?
Right.
Huh? Well, Caleb, my kids are all done grown up, but I ain't got to worry about them. I'm sure they're lost. Huh? Boy, got quiet, didn't you? Amen. I'm sure they're lost. Well, you can do something about that. Lead them to Christ. Amen. God, let God do the saving. I mean, you just lead them to the light.
Right.
Amen. Boy, church, we need to work, work, work until the Lord calls us out of here.
Amen.
Amen. There's always work to be done out in the fields.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says there's a harvest. Amen.
Amen.
And we need to get the plow. We need to get out there working. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. One day, God's going to come. I was telling the church the other day, and as you can stand, amen, if you want to. Amen. I was telling the church the other day, I was going to work. Amen. It was cloudy as cloudy as could be. Amen. We was talking about the end of time, Lord, come back. And I saw a split down the eastern skies. I mean, just a nice, clean line. And I knew right then the Lord's coming back. I said, Lord, it's time. It's here. Amen. All I can think about is me getting there. Amen. The kids, amen, are the Lord's. Amen. He's fine. Amen. Everything that I left behind, every word that I've ever said, every Bible I've ever opened for these kids, is left behind for them.
Yeah.
Well, I looked for that sky to split, and I was ready to go home.
Yeah.
I said, this is it. We're going home. Amen. But we're still here. But God's got different plans. I'm going to ask you tonight, where do you stand with God? What are you going to leave behind for your kids? What are you going to leave behind for your kids and your family? Are you doing everything God asks you to do? Are you teaching everything in your house that needs to be taught? Are you opening up that Bible? Opening up and teaching your kids. Amen. Are you opening up? Amen. Teaching stories about Daniel and Elijah. Amen. Are you teaching about Noah the Ark? Amen. Are you talking about Jonah the well? Are you doing your part at home tonight, church? If you're lost tonight, I promise you, you ain't doing it. Amen. Come. And come tonight. Amen. God will use you. Amen. God will use you tonight. Amen. Let's do the work and leave behind something special for our kids. I leave behind something special for our families tonight. Oh, God help us.